Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This year, we're not going to let the Grinches steal Christmas. We're going to be talking about a case out of Indiana. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this case comes out of Brownstown, Indiana, where we filed a motion requesting the federal court to issue what's called summary judgment, to go right to the very end of the case. The facts are not in dispute, and ultimately apply the law. It's a case in which the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, filed suit. We represent the town. The ACLU wants to remove a lighted nativity scene from the Jackson County Courthouse Christmas light display, and we represent Jackson County. Matt, the ACLU doesn't like this display because they want to literally redecorate it. It's like somebody coming into your house, and they don't like how it is actually laid out. And so they come into your house and they want to redecorate it. Well, how the ACLU wants to redecorate it is they want to move any of the religious displays from the scene. They're fine with a completely secular scene. This one has a large lighted Santa Claus, sleigh with reindeer, and a group of Christmas carolers. In addition, the courthouse grounds are decorated with many kinds of lights and other non-religious symbols of the Christmas holiday season. But it also has a camel. There's some apparently wise men. There's three of them that are, one's in front, two are behind it. These are wise men coming to see the Christ child. It has the nativity. And of course, the Supreme Court said several times that government property, government entities, can have their own holiday display, which includes religious symbols, so long as within the context there's other secular symbols of the holiday.
Yeah, the courts have ruled over and over again that you can have these nativity scenes on government property. The ACLU knows this, but once again, their hostility toward religion, particularly Christianity, is on display here. They want to censor and cull any reference to religion, particularly Christianity. And that's in some of the ACLU's promotional materials. They say erroneously that religion has to be singled out and treated differently than other speech, which is nonsense. That's a gross violation of the First Amendment. They say that's what the Establishment Clause means. It is not.
You know, but it's so sad, ultimately, that these atheists, you know, this is about Christ. Christmas is his celebration of his birthday. It's not the Grinch's birthday, but it's Christ. Birthday, his celebration, and it's so sad that they're that offended by that they go to this extreme every year we go through this. You know, but it is very constitutional, but Christ deserves a position here of all things. And you know, anyone who's dealing with this in your city or your county, your town.
Yeah, we have information that you can receive and provide. And I encourage you, even though it's early and we're not to Thanksgiving yet, already, whether it's the public schools, the city, counties, in regards to their nativity scenes, any other thing that's happening, those plans are in place now.
Right.
There are entities like the ACLU, Freedom From Religion Foundation, that's already sending out letters trying to stop any effort to recognize the holiday and particularly the religious aspects of the holiday. So get the information now. Talk to your school officials, your teachers, particularly the school board. You can forward this information. Talk to your city, your county, and other entities. And if there's an issue, let us know. If you have questions, let us know.
Yeah, because a lot of these nativity scenes that we deal with have been up for years. I mean, 20, 30 years they've been putting it out there. And all of a sudden, the atheist groups decide, well, we're going to fight this one.
Same situation with what we have here. This Brownstown, Indiana, the Jackson County display has been there for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But they just
That's
got a plaintiff
display.
That decided they wanted to ultimately bring this case. Well, some years ago, 1984, in the Supreme Court decision called Lynch versus Donnelly, that was one of the nativity scene cases. There's others that the Supreme Court decided. And it says this, quote, to forbid the use of this one passive symbol, they're referring to the creche, the nativity scene, to forbid the use of this one passive symbol, the creche, At the very time people are taking note of the season, with Christmas hymns and carols in public schools and other public places, and while the Congress and legislatures open sessions with prayer by paid chaplains, would be a stilted overreaction contrary to our history and to our holdings. If the presence of the creche and the display violates the Establishment Clause, a host of other forms of taking official note of Christmas and of our religious heritage are equally offensive to the Constitution. In other words, it's not unconstitutional. There's all kinds of ways in which we acknowledge God, obviously on our money, in our opening sessions all the time of Congress, in the singing of Christmas carols and other places. So this passive display, and that's what they're talking about. This is not some entity, something that is forcing people to participate.
Right.
And Christmas has long been a nationally recognized holiday, congressionally recognized national holiday, Christmas, as Holly pointed out, Christmas. Christ is in the very word of the holiday, that we don't celebrate the holiday season. That's not the formal holiday, and people aren't, you know, on December 25th, government offices are closed, private, you know, corporations are closed, people close down because it is a national holiday celebrating the birth of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ.
We have information. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and send us an email for the Christmas information. You can also go online to find information about religious displays in public places. Here's what the law is, and I'll give two different sides of the coin, private and public. First of all, public. If it's a public entity, say like City Hall or the county, a courthouse, a public entity that has on its own public property religious symbols of, say, Christmas, that's constitutional so long as somewhere within the context of the nativity scene, Mary, Joseph, the baby Jesus, the wise men. Somewhere in the context, there's also a secular symbol of the holiday, then it's constitutional. So public entities like City Hall on public property can display the nativity scene as long as somewhere within the context it also has, say, a Christmas tree,
Frosty the Snowman,
Santa Claus, other secular symbols of the holiday. And it doesn't have to be equal. The same is true for, say, for example, a public school program, not a talent show where the individual students are selecting their own songs, but the school, which is putting on a particular concert, and therefore it's being led and orchestrated by a paid staff member. You can have Christmas carols. You can have Christmas songs, Silent Night, The First Noel, O Come, All Ye Faithful, and so forth. You can have all those songs. You can have the majority of the songs Christian, as long as you also have, in that context, some secular songs of the holiday, such as Frosty the Snowman, I'm Dreaming, mm-hmm. Dreaming of a White Christmas, and so forth. Now, if it's private speech on public sidewalks or public property, then you don't need the secular component. And here's an example. There are some places around the country where for the holiday, they have a park and private displays of the holiday can be there. And you may have this display as sponsored by ABC Church or whatever it might be. You have band shells, or you can go to a public park and you can have live nativity scenes or Christmas concerts in the band shells or in the park area. That's private on public property. You don't need, if you're a private entity, it can be all about Christmas and the real reason for the season, the birth of Jesus Christ. You don't need the secular holiday decorations or songs to be part of that. That is the very clear law. So if you have questions, give us a call. But one of the things I think, as Holly mentioned, get involved now, even though you say, well, it's a little early. No, it's not. It may be early in terms of Christmas coming here, but think about this. Schools will end the first week or two, three of December. You've got Thanksgiving there. These displays will go up sometimes right after Thanksgiving. So we're only a short period of time before these things happen, and decisions are being made right now. So go to lc.org and ask for or search for the information on Christmas or religious displays in public places, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.